Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you do, you can go over there and type Jeff Zabar, Z-B-A-R, into my search engine. And you'll find the body of work that Jeff has deposited with us over the last 13 years, including a lot of stuff on technology, how to use technology better, and other things that he's helped us with. And don't forget, while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter, check out the new video, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, we just got a brand new video up, two different ones this week already. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Jeff Zabar, folks, 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate it very much. That's chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
That's me, chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out. And hey, Jeff, we in the previous segment, we talked about how to get your things out of your phone, your smartphone, like photographs, how to take them directly to your computer, for example. But there are other ways of getting things out of your phone, and you don't have to go directly to your computer. You can upload them to the cloud, can't you?
Absolutely, and I think what's telling is we see a lot of devices coming out now, including, for example, the new MacBook Pro that was recently released, and they're having fewer and fewer ways to connect them or to put input data into them. For example, it does not have a CD-ROM drive. It doesn't have a FireWire port. It doesn't have an Ethernet port, I don't believe. It has a USB 3 port, which is for USB, like a flash drive or USB connection.
Right.
But what we see going on is a migration or a deliberate effort by some of the manufacturers, and Apple is not alone, to say, stuff is going into the cloud. Stuff is going into the storage and the internet solutions that are not based locally on your computer. They are out there as a tech.
And I got to be honest with you. Jeff. I like the cloud. I use the cloud. I don't want to be chained to the cloud.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to be happy with a device that won't allow me to have local storage.
It's funny, I think that we're going to have this conversation in 3 years, assuming I go into my 16th year on your show. I have a feeling we're going to be having this conversation, and you're going to say, you know what, I gave up my hard drive a year and a half ago, and I haven't missed it. Because
yeah,
I agree with you.
But I'm always going to have a little vestige of old school where I want a little bit of control.
I agree.
I've seen the Book of Eli, and I don't trust the forces of nature or the forces of government or whatever. I don't trust all that. I want
the forces of Google, Apple, and otherwise. But what you know, to the point of what's going on is we're migrating to the cloud. So we were talking previously about the need to get stuff, for example, off your phone, get stuff off your tablet. You know, if you have a tablet, you're shooting video and you're shooting photos with it, and you're inputting data into it, assuming you're not using some sort of cloud-based document solution for your data like Google Docs or something like that. The other day I was online, I was reading, and I saw that, my phone was full of all my photos and videos. And I said, I was reading, and I came across Google Docs, which I already had loaded, not Google Docs, Google Plus, their social media service, which was already loaded onto my phone because I use a lot of their services. It said, upload all your photos off your phone, photos and videos, and put them onto Plus. And so I set it and left it, okay, because I have a lot of photos, so it's going to take a little while. I came to my desktop in the morning, and all my photos were, to your lament, all my photos were in the cloud. But they were, I joke because they're in the cloud. They're still on my phone.
Yeah.
But they're all backed up and secured.
Now, as you know, that's that part of it. I don't have a problem with. I have a problem with is that if your phone, for example, what I'm going to have a problem with is when they give you a phone that everything that you, whenever you originate something like a photo or whatever, you have to access it through the cloud.
Right.
In other words, it's right. not on your phone. See
that
what I mean?
Will, that's that the pro- will, yes, I know what you mean.
That's the
and
part I don't
feeling,
want.
I have a feeling that that phone, that, who knows? You know, who knows how
or,
it's evolution
can or on call. My computer. I'm always going to want a hard drive on my computer.
Right. Right. And you know what? We'll see in those 3 years, we'll see what the,
for one
what the
thing,
cloud brings.
For one thing, when you're off, when the internet's down, I can still use my information on my hard drive.
Right.
So you're right about that. I mean, this is a debate that we're going to have, aren't we?
We absolutely are going to have it. And I think that we're going to find that the internet will be our link to so much that we do.
And I don't disagree with that, but have you seen The Book of Eli, the movie The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington?
Not.
You should go see that movie. Folks,
well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on to Netflix
and download it via the internet. You should go exactly. Go to the cloud and get The Book of Eli. That'll be talk about an interesting turn of events. So, folks, really, I encourage you to – the movie is graphic and it's violent. I'll have to warn you about that, but it's got Denzel Washington in it, so you know it's good. But I'm telling you, you'll see what I'm talking about with regard to the cloud. When you see that movie. Hey, Jeff, give us the website again one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and drop the R, so it's Chief Home Office on Twitter.
All right. Thanks for being here, Jeff. And thanks for 13 great years.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me and putting up with me.
We'll see you next time. Jeff Zabar, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.